when a dream dies, and what you're hoping for doesn't stand a chance of happening anymore. When all your hope fails, you're tired of waiting on God. He's not in a hurry, and the waiting's so hard. What if he's waiting, waiting on you, to be ready for what he's planning to do? He watches so patiently through your every scheme, as you struggle for the power to give life to your dream. But when a dream goes down, a seed falls to the ground, and it lies there, and it dies there. If you can let it die, if you can let it go, the seed may just sprout, the seed may just grow. So water it with tears like rain, then turn to him, give him your pain and trust him. In emptiness, trust him. Go on and tell him that he won't have to give what you've wanted so badly from his hand to receive, to have you live for him as long as you live. He will lovingly take from you your reason to grieve, as he plants his desires in the depths of your heart, to where you only require what he wills to impart. Sometimes a dream just has to die, and that's the hardest part. But you won't always live in a world that is falling apart. 'Cause when a dream goes down, a seed falls to the ground, and it lies there, and it dies there. If you can let it die, if you can let it go, the seed may just sprout, the seed may just grow. So water it with tears like rain, then turn to him, give him your pain and trust him. In thankfulness, trust him. It will be his desires that he grows in your heart, to where you only require what he wills to impart, and you'll find something more wonderful in what he imparts than the dream you embraced at the start.